The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
Cutting through the crap to bring you the very best interviews, insights and wisdom.
From the planet's most influential people in the accounting and fintech world. The Accounting Influencers Podcast.
And a big shout out to one of our special podcast partners, Dext.com. They wear Receipt Bank. They've been through a great rebound. There's a lot of great stuff going on there, Martin, isn't there, at Dext?
You know what, Rob? I always speak to accounting firms about having a strong, clearly articulated value proposition really early on in their messaging. You know, as soon as you see that firm, it tells you something. When I go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, it says right in front of me, we make accountants and bookkeepers and the businesses you advise more productive, profitable and powerful with better data and insights. Those three alliterative P's there, productive, profitable and powerful. What a great clear value proposition. So as accounting practitioners listening to this, if you're looking to make your firm more productive, profitable and powerful, not just for you, but for the businesses you advise, go to Dext.com, that's D-E-X-T.com, and start a free trial or book a demo.
Love that. Dext gives you more time and better data to advise on your clients' businesses. So your accountants, get over to Dext.com. Thank you.
Hey, you know what I like? I like things that work. And I'm sure in your practice, you like things that work as well. So let's take a look at what works in a specific scenario here. My talking point for you, and here's what works this week, is from a business owner's perspective to you, the accountant, why do I need to change to your firm? You might want me to come on board. You might hope I come on board. I might want to change accountants, but why do I need to change to your firm? Why now? Why you? Why in this way? Why at your price? Okay, so here's the insight. We might understand the pressing need for a client to act fast on our proposals, but does the client understand the need to do the same? How often do you think about that? When you're trying to win a new piece of work, you go, oh, well, I get it. If they don't do this now and they'll miss that deadline and they'll miss that, and we could save them that much, and it's great. But are they as aware of that and its consequences as you are? Have you explained it well? Were they listening? Were you engaging enough for them to take a note of what you were saying? So let's think about this. Being able to save a client thousands in tax may or may not convince them to use you. It's a logical rather than an emotional argument that we're making here. Wouldn't it be better if you save thousands in tax? Yes, why don't you join us? Okay. Explaining how the redistribution of those savings brings them closer to realizing their professional and personal goals adds the emotional component to the commercial case for change that we're making. So we think, we'll save you thousands in tax. That should be enough for you to change. Well, yes, that's logically true. And therefore, I am interested. But it's going to be hard to break away from my current accountant. I'm loyal to my current accountant. I don't want to leave my current accountant. Oh, I feel bad about leaving my current accountant. So then we give them the personal self-interest. By making those tax savings, let's say that's the need. Let's say that's what we found is the major thing that we can provide this business. It brings them closer to their professional and personal goals. Now they're thinking, right, if I change to this firm of accountants, yes, it will be tough to leave where I am now, but I'm 20 steps closer than I was to achieving my ultimate goals. And now we're making a commercial case, a logical and emotional argument. Remember, logic makes us think, emotion makes us act. The less urgency there is for a business to engage you, the easier it will be for them to reject your proposal, possibly not even tell you that they have rejected your proposal, just not return your calls and wait for you to get the message that way. So that, again, the less urgency there is for a business to engage you, the easier it will be for them to reject your proposal and possibly not even tell you about it. So let's change that to the positive tense. The more urgency there is for a business to engage you, the more reasons you find for them to act fast, the harder it will be for them to reject your proposal. Yeah? So what's my recommendation as to what works? Here's what works. Think about the most common and pressing business issues that you've seen motivate businesses to join your firm or other firms in the past. That one again. What are the most common and pressing business issues that you've seen motivate businesses to join your firm or other firms in the past? Now, are any of those issues of that nature present in the businesses that you're currently talking to, that you're currently trying to win as clients? If they are, focus on those issues. And that is where we'll create the urgency, and that is what works when it comes to winning grade A new clients that give you a level of profitability that you aspire to. That's what works.
And thank you to our special sponsors, iris.co.uk. Martin, you saw a great video just recently from Iris, didn't you?
Yeah, what I think people don't understand about Iris is they were ahead of the game for MTD phase one, because they were the first software vendor to be listed as approved by the HMRC for MTD filing. And guess what? They're fully prepared for the next. So they've got an MTD webinar on demand that you can catch up with at any time. Rob, where do they go to see this?
It's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. That stands for Making Tax Digital for our international listeners. And there's some great stuff there that you need to know to guide you through the whole Making Tax Digital initiative. So iris.co.uk/MTD webinar. Right, Martin?
That's right. So wherever you are in your journey, Iris know that they have the knowledge and tools to help you in the next steps. That's iris.co.uk/MTD webinar.